from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting the night of a thousand jabs. Pundits and headlines around the U.S. are using words like bitter, dark, even tawdry in describing Sunday night's second presidential debate between Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton before the November 8th election. Assuredly, it was intense. In 2005, Trump boasted on video that he could grope women because he's a star. The video was released by The Washington Post on Friday. Hillary Clinton said the comments are an indication of Trump's unworthiness to be president.
I said starting back in June that he was not fit to be president and commander-in-chief. And many Republicans and independents have said the same thing.
Trump responded with an attack on Clinton's husband, former President Bill Clinton, who was impeached while in office for lying to a grand jury investigating a sex scandal involving him and a White House intern.
If you look at Bill Clinton, far worse, mine are words and his was action. His was what he's done to women. There's never been anybody in the history of politics in this nation that's been so abusive to women.
The U.S. election cycle has featured no shortage of candidates sniping at each other, but the attacks went to a new level on Sunday, with Donald Trump saying he would launch a federal investigation against his opponent, Hillary Clinton. The two candidates also debated many other issues, including immigration, the economy, international policy, and trade. German police say they've arrested a Syrian man today who is suspected of plotting a bomb attack. Jaber al-Bakr's arrest comes after police found explosive material in his Leipzig apartment, like the material used in the Paris and Brussels bombings. The explosive material is known as TATP. He's believed to have had internet contact with Islamic State. This is VOA News. Thousands of marchers took to the streets of Yemen's capital, Sana'a, to protest an apparent Saudi-led coalition airstrike that killed more than 140 people at a funeral of the father of a prominent Houthi rebel official. Hundreds more were wounded. Houthis blamed the coalition for the airstrike, and the Saudis said they would investigate the attack. VOA asked University of New South Wales scholar Anthony Billingsley if the attack were deliberate.
My suspicion is that it is a deliberate attack. The fact that there were some senior Houthis in the audience, probably they had some sort of intelligence that they'd be there. The Saudis have, I think, been targeting civilian targets all the way through this conflict.
Meantime, the U.S. Navy says two missiles were fired today from rebel-held territory in Yemen. The Ethiopian government has announced a six-month state of emergency in response to growing anti-government protests across the country. Prime Minister Haile Mariam Desalegn says the declaration is intended to curb recent attacks on government buildings and businesses. 10 Turkish soldiers and 8 civilians were killed when suspected Kurdish militants detonated a car bomb outside a military checkpoint in Hakkari province in southeast Turkey. Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim blamed the Kurdistan Workers' Party for the suicide attack. Hurricane Matthew has been downgraded to a post-tropical cyclone and is nearing the end of a week-long march through Caribbean islands and along the U.S. Atlantic coast. The storm killed nearly 1,000 people, most of them in Haiti. In addition to the many deaths, Matthew left destruction on the island. World Vision National Director in Haiti, John Hassey, speaks with VOA about what his team is finding.
What we're seeing, our assessment teams are saying, and our partners are saying, that 80 to 90% of the houses and people's livelihoods, their crops, their cows, their trees, their mango trees, their banana trees, they're all destroyed.
Hurricane Matthew also left several other Caribbean islands, including Jamaica, the Dominican Republic, Cuba, and the Bahamas, in varying states of devastation. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos says he will donate his Nobel Peace Prize winnings to the victims of the 50-year-long war between the Colombian government and the FARC rebels. Santos was awarded more than $900,000 in prizes on Friday for reaching a peace agreement with the rebels earlier this year. And South Korean electronics giant Samsung says it's in the process of adjusting production volumes on its Galaxy Note 7 smartphone to ensure that the phones are safe and their batteries will not overheat and catch on fire. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.